It's time for another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. I'm JR from the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, and every Wednesday we drop a new episode highlighting how we can utilize sports to be more inclusive and bring us together. Make sure you subscribe so you're introduced to new athletes and stories when they drop every week. For today, we're connecting with an athlete, a podcaster, a columnist. I mean, he's just an amazing storyteller and advocate for people of all abilities. It's Daniel Smrokowski out of Illinois. We'll learn about what got him into Special Olympics, his passion for storytelling, his degree, the podcast he started called Special Chronicles, and what comes next. Let's go to Illinois and hear from Daniel Smrokowski.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, and right now we're going out to Special Olympics, Illinois. We're being joined by my main man, Daniel. There's so much to discuss and talk about, but first of all, Daniel, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, JL. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about your work as a podcaster, a publisher, all of that good stuff. I guess my first question to you is, how long have you been involved with Special Olympics?
So I've been an athlete for about, I think about 18 years now, and I've been an athlete leader for about 15 years.
Wow, that's amazing. And how did you get involved? How were you introduced to Special Olympics?
So I first got involved when I started high school. One of my case managers and my special ed teachers had told me about Special Olympics because early years in school, I didn't have a lot of friends, and I would come home from school in tears because a lot of the classmates in school would make fun of me because they didn't understand me and they didn't understand my challenges. So when my special ed teacher, when my case manager had told me about Special Olympics, she knew that Special Olympics would open up many opportunities, and since I went to that first practice, my life has changed.
Oh, we see that. I mean, we're going to talk about a lot of the things that you're up to now. You talk about your life changing. So when you got that introduction to Special Olympics, what were the first sports that you have participated in?
So I first started swimming. And then a few years later, a couple of my teammates had told me about basketball. So I got involved with basketball, and I still play. I don't swim anymore, but I still play basketball.
That's cool. So am I going out on a limb? Is basketball your favorite sport, or is there another one?
Right now, basketball is my favorite sport.
Okay, I can dig it, man. And so What are you currently doing right now? Fill us in. I know you do a lot of work in media. What are you currently doing?
So I'm one of four athletes that work at United Airlines as a service ambassador. So I work at O'Hare Airport in Chicago for 4 days a week, and then during the other time, I've been this is my 15th year that I've been podcasting on Special Chronicles, and so to give a voice to those of us with disabilities, to my poor athletes across the globe, and so that's what takes up a lot of my time, is telling stories and hosting podcasts, like similar to what you're doing. But yeah, I've been doing this for 15 years now.
That's amazing. I want to talk about both of those things that you just mentioned and occupy your time. Let's talk about Special Chronicles first, and then we'll talk about United Airlines. That's a big deal too. Why did you want to start Special Chronicles? Why did you want to start it up?
So I wanted to start it because there wasn't a lot of people like in the mainstream media that understood our stories and didn't there was one listener that I had heard that used the R word on another podcast. And once he started listening to my, and this was like probably within the first, about 15 years ago in the first year, his perspective on disability had changed. Just by listening to my story, when I started interviewing my friends, By hearing that feedback and then hearing from other people about their perspective being changed, and hearing about the accomplishments and the joys of what we're able to do, not just on the field when we're competing in Special Olympics, but what we're able, accomplishments of what we're able to do off the field as well.
Now, that's amazing, man. I always tell people you only know what you're exposed to. And the more exposure you have and meet different people and talk to different people and travel different places, you're a more well-rounded person and you're a better person for it. So I think it's awesome that you're doing that. And you're qualified to do this because, correct me if I'm wrong, you have a degree in communications. Tell us about that, man. What is it?
So I didn't know if I would be able to go to college, but I went and got a degree in journalism from Roosevelt University in Chicago, around that time, like 15 years ago, that was also around the time when I got started in podcasting. So like that love of storytelling and an interest in other people's stories was part of that interest for me to get into journalism and then also to kind of get into podcasting as well.
That's so cool, man. Like you got a degree in journalism. You've been able to do this podcast for 15 years. You're highlighting and helping people to be inclusive, just like we're doing here right now. It's just I'm very happy for what you're doing, and you're going to inspire so many people to go out there and continue to do more. Tell us about this job that you have with United Airlines. So what are you doing at O'Hare specifically?
So this started at the end of October, what would be 4 years. So this started 4 years ago, part of the partnership with United Airlines and Special Olympics. They started with like a few job shadow days where they would have us athletes like come and learn what it's like to work for an airline, what it's like to work for at an airport, and they wanted to do more with their partnership and create an inclusive employment program. So they started it here in Illinois, here in Chicago. And so they had me and three other athletes in Illinois. And then since then, they've expanded and hired four athletes in Denver, four in Houston, six in Houston, and then four at Washington Dulles at the beginning of this year. So they're really, United is doing a lot. Like, United is not just writing a check to Special Olympics, but they're doing a lot more of giving us an inclusive employment and really showing that what we're able to do.
That's awesome, man. You said it. They're putting their money where their mouth is by actually having actions. And so you're a busy guy, man. You're doing that work there. You have the podcast. When you're not doing both, when you're not being an advocate, when you're not helping other people out, what are some of your other hobbies? What are you into? Are we outside? Are we taking walks? Are we going to make some food? What are we doing here?
So I love to take a lot of walks and listen to other podcasts like yours, and also spend time with my girlfriend, Georgia, who is also an athlete in Illinois. Spend time with my family. I have a young niece who just turned 2 and a nephew who's a few months old. So spending time with my family as well.
Listen, man, you got a lot going on. It sounds like you've had a whole lot of experiences with a whole lot of people, a whole lot of positive ones. Is there one memory that you have that stands out to you, that whether it's, you know, your job with United and interaction there, or maybe it's one of the sporting events with Special Olympics? Is there one memory that really stands out to you?
That's a difficult question, because there's a lot of memories from Special Olympics to looking at United to the podcasting, but probably one would be as a Southern Tribal International Global Messenger. I was at the World Games, both in Abu Dhabi in 2019 and then also in Berlin this past June. And being on this, so like all 10 of us SSIGMs were on stage with Chairman Tim Schreiber, and during one moment during the opening ceremony, we all joined our hands together with Tim and we raised our hands up. And I think that moment showed how we're included and to be on that global stage at the opening ceremony was with everybody in the stands was an incredible moment that I'll always remember.
Absolutely. So amongst these experiences, and that's certainly that, I mean, the way you've described it, I can visually see it in my head. What inspires you to keep going and doing these things, to be a global messenger, to be an advocate? What inspires you to do all of these things?
What inspires me is my faith, my family, my girlfriend, and all of the friends in Special Olympics that I've made, both in Illinois, across the U.S., across the globe. Because as a Southern Tribal International Global Messenger, I've made friends with the other SSIGMs across the globe, and being able to connect with both my family, but also like my second family in Special Olympics, I think that's what inspires me the most. And my mom always tells people that if the whole world were like Special Olympics, then there would be no worlds. And I think that quote from my mom also kind of speaks to the power in this movement, that if everybody will like how we interact with each other in this movement, then we would have a better world.
Oh, we would absolutely have a better world. It'd be a real nice thing if the world were built more around inclusivity. Daniel, out of all the places that you've been, all the experiences, what's one thing that you want to do? What's a place that you want to visit? What's the next thing that you have to check off?
That's a difficult question, but one thing, I love to be able to like to write a book of my story, and to kind of take my experiences from podcasting, from being involved in Special Olympics to looking at United and compile it into a book. But then I'd also love like to be able to continue to take my athlete leadership to new levels, to be able to continue to interact with other athlete leaders from across the country and across the globe. But that's some of kind of what I'll love to continue to be able to do.
You're doing an awesome job at it already, man. I mean, amongst everything that you're doing, as you mentioned, and you said this is from your mom, that if the world were like Special Olympics, we would have no wars. There are a lot of folks who have been involved or have heard of Special Olympics. There's certain people that, you know, are very involved, and there's some people that just go, oh, I've heard of it, but what exactly is it? How would you describe Special Olympics and its benefits to just society, man?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I would say it's more than just a sports organization. What we stout on the playing field, we stout with the sports that what we're able to do. But this movement gives those of us with intellectual disabilities a lot more opportunities, from the leadership programs to the health programs to the education programs in schools. There's a lot that instead of being an organization, instead of being a movement that is for those of us with intellectual disabilities, it's now a movement that's with us. By having staff and sponsors be able to interact with us and actually listen to us, and really working alongside us, I think that's it really is an inclusion revolution by everybody working together on the same team.
Man, you're right. Together, inclusion, working together, same team. It's a cool thing, man. As we start to wrap up, you know, we've talked about where you've been, what you've been doing, your degree, your job, your hobbies. One thing we didn't touch on, I got to ask this because, you know, for anyone who's listening or watching, we're recording this around lunchtime. Man, what do you like to eat, man, when you throw down and when you eat? Well, what are some of your favorite foods?
So my favorite, and my girlfriend Georgia is a better cook than me, but so she's better at making all different types of food. But what my favorite is pizza and having barbecue sauce and chicken and onions that's probably what my favorite if I'm so busy doing the day like that, that's just an easy food to just pop in the oven. And yeah,
no, I understand that, man. I haven't met anybody, I'm sure somebody listening right now, but I haven't met a human being who doesn't like pizza, man. So I'm with you on that one. You're so busy. I appreciate you taking the time. You have to tell us, let everybody know what they need to search or how they can listen to your podcast. Let them know, Daniel.
So easy places to go on to specialchronicles.com. Or you can just search Special Chronicles wherever you get your podcast.
Certainly, man. Any other final words about inclusivity or Special Olympics before we roll? Anything else you want to share?
No, just thank you for having me on and for doing this podcast and sharing all the stories on all of us athletes, because what you're doing and showing, bringing the spotlight to us athletes and showing how we're included in society is needed for more people to be able to hear my story and all the other stories of the athletes that you've had on your show. So just thank you for everything that you're doing for this movement.
Man, Daniel, it's not a problem. I believe in everybody getting a chance and an opportunity to just basically live and have fun. So it ain't no sweat off my back. And I want to congratulate you too, man, for doing the same, because all the work that you're doing is doing the same thing. We are doing the same thing, and that's trying to bring together more inclusive society and a world. So congratulations to you on everything that you've accomplished, everything that you've done. I know nothing in life comes easy, but you've been able to go out there and do it and inspire others, and you're telling those stories. So kudos to you, kudos to both of us, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Agents of Inclusion, man.
Thank you, JL.
No doubt about it. Another episode in the wraps. Thank you so much, Daniel. Make sure you go check out the podcast. It's Agents of Inclusion. Shout out to Daniel for telling these stories. There was a lot in back and forth between us about the love and appreciation for what each of us do. Well, you know what? We need more people in the world to go ahead and share that love so we can be a better place for everybody. Make sure you go ahead and check out the podcast Special Chronicles. Also, go out, spread love in the world. Go to specialolympics.org to see how you can get involved, playing, volunteering, coaching, and more. There are events all year round, all over the world. Go to specialolympics.org to find out more. I'm JR from CBS Sports Radio, and this is the Agents of Inclusion podcast, brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. New episodes drop every Wednesday, but don't just follow and subscribe. Embrace others, help folks out, and be inclusive.